starting. We are holding on the second very wide line of Daf Chafei Amud Beis. Second, last word on the line. Rav Achai, he also claimed the Brei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Achai was involved in the wedding preparations of the son of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So he helped him prepare a room for him, you know, where his yichud was going to be, where he was going to stay with his wife the first night. Aylei l'chuppah. So they went into the chuppah. What does chuppah mean? So chuppah is one of those tricky words in the Gemara. It means nisuin, whatever nisuin is. But what does nisuin mean exactly? Unclear. Right, might be yichud, it might be a special room that you bring the kala into. So chuppah is a term that Chazal use. It's amazing. There are two parts of a Jewish marriage. What are they? Kiddushin and Nisuin. What's Kiddushin? Very clear. The Mishnah's first Mishnah, Masechet Kiddushin, couldn't be clearer. Kesef, Shtar, Bia, I know exactly how to do Kiddushin. Nisuin? No Mishnah, no Gemara, doesn't say anything. Nothing about what's Nisuin. So you have Rishonim, have to try to figure out like five different sheets in Rishonim. Is Nisuin this? Is Nisuin that? Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know. So anyway, they brought him to the chuppah, meaning he went with his kala into the room where they stayed that night. Velav Misayim Milsa, they were unable to consummate the marriage. It doesn't say what exactly went wrong, but they were unable to have bia. They were unable to have the bia Rishonim. Azul Basre Liyunei. So he went to say, what's going on over here? Why is it that Min HaShemayim there were gozer that they can't have this bia? What happened? So Chaza Sefer Torah de Mancha. They found the Sefer Torah in the hotel room. And they saw, Min HaShemayim, they had rachamim that he shouldn't be able to have the bia because it's a terrible iser to have bia b'makom the Sefer Torah. So Amar Lahu, Ichu Hashta Lo Asai Sakant Lebri. Had I not come and investigated, you would have put my son in sakana by putting him in such a situation where it's ki'ilu, he was so close to being in sakana by getting punished for this avera of having bia in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Titania, because we looked at a brisa, by a sheish bro Sefer Torah, o tefillin, a house that has a Sefer Torah or tefillin, osur l'shamish bo esamita ad shiotziem o shienichem kli b'tol kli. One cannot have Tashmish Shemitah until you get the Sefer Torah out of there, or you put it inside a kli betoch kli, a double covering, a kli inside of another kli. And one other important critical line, Am Rabbi Lo Shanu El B'Kli Sheino Kelyan. That's only if one of those kelim is not a designated kli for that item, for the tefillin, for the Sefer Torah. Aval B'Kli Shehu Kelyan, but if one of those kelim is, if all of the kelim are designated for that item of Kedusha, afilu asara mani kichad manadami. Even 10 kelim, one inside the other, all counts as a single kli. This is very nogea lemaisa, even if you're not interested, if it's not, you're not at a stage in life of Tashmish Amita, it's very nogea lemaisa for bathrooms. Cannot bring something of Kedusha into a bathroom, unless kli b'toch kli, double covering. But at least one of those coverings has to be something that's not designated specifically for that item of Kedusha. Pocket bencher. So what? You have it in the wallet, that's one kli. In your pocket, second kli. Good? You're in an airport, and you have your carry-on bag. And what do you always keep in your carry-on bag? Because you would never pack it in the suitcase, lest the suitcase get lost. Your tefillin. And you need to go to the bathroom in the airport, and you're flying alone, and you have your tefillin in your carry-on. Can you bring your carry-on into the bathroom with you? Yeah. You have the tefillin case, which is kelyon, but that's okay. That can make one of the kelim. And then the bag, kli betoch kli. Right? That's what we...
Tefillin bags count as...
Maybe. It might. Because the plastic, it's one could certainly argue, is not meant specifically as a tefillin kli, because it holds other things also. Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the plastic part usually holds other things also. Tissues, a tefillin mirror, this, that, you know, a sitter, a cholalist, a tehillim, I don't know, whatever people keep in those things. One of those $20 markers to mark off your tefillin, even though you could do it with a Sharpie. Okay. So, last point over here, last main point on Chafei and Beis. When a marriage was not consummated, they discovered it was because of the presence of a Sefer Torah, which requires a kli b'toch kli she'eno kelyon. Kli b'toch kli she'eno kelyon. Amar Rava, Glima Akamtara Kikli B'toch Kli Dami. If you put a cloth or a coat over a svarim shelf, that's like a Kli B'toch Kli. The shelves themselves is one Kli, and then the cloth you put over the bookshelf is another Kli. Amar B'shem Levi, Sefer Torah Tzarech La'asot Mechitza Asara. You need to make a 10 tefach high mechitza by Sefer Torah. By the way, we mentioned Kli B'toch Kli by what? By Sefer Torah and one other thing. What was the other thing? Tefillin. What didn't we mention? What other item of Kedusha do we normally associate with those two? Mezuzah. So does mezuzah require a Kli B'toch Kli? Pasha Pshat? Yeah, why not, right? Says Yoruch HaShulchan, no. Mezuzah is different because it's understood that in every bedroom there's going to be a mezuzah. So, like, how could you require a Kli B'toch Kli that she'enu kelyan on a mezuzah? So one could argue, no, it's not understood that every bedroom has a mezuzah in the room. When you close the door to the room, usually the mezuzah is outside of the room. Over here, when you close the door in, like over here, right, the mezuzah is inside of the room. Most bedroom doors, you close out, and the mezuzah ends up outside of the room. So, okay, it's a big chiddush. Yoruch HaShulchan, Pasha Peshad, is a mezuzah also requires a Kli B'toch Kli. For these things. So anyway, says more for the Rambam Shem Levi. Sefer Torah is our class of mechitza asara. Sefer Torah needs to have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall. Mar zutra ikla, and that was Rabbi Shimon Levi. Remember that name. Rabbi Shimon Levi said mechitza 10 tefachim for Sefer Torah. Mar zutra ikla lebei Ravashi. Mar zutra went to Ravashi's house. Chazi leduchte de Mar Bar Ravashi, and he saw the bedroom of Mar Bar Ravashi. Demonach be Sefer Torah. There was a Sefer Torah in Mar Bar Avashi's bedroom. Mar Bar Avashi was married. How could he have a Sefer Torah in his bedroom? Va'avadei mechitza asara. There was a 10 tafach tall mechitza there to block off the Sefer Torah. Amar Lei, so he said to him, Kiman, Rabbi Shimon Levi? Why? You built the 10 tafach mechitza because you assume like Rabbi Shimon Levi? That's why I told you to remember the name. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that said the 10 tafach works, right? You say, so you think you're being such a chacham, you're doing like Rabbi Shimon Levi, 10 tafach wall, you're good, right? Eimer, dam Rabbi Shimon Levi, de lesle beis achrina. You know when Rabbi Shimon Levi says 10 tafach wall is good? If you have nowhere else to put the Sefer Torah. Mar, heisle beis achrina. You have somewhere else to put the Sefer Torah. You have another house or another room to put the Sefer Torah. So why would you leave it in your bedroom? Armalei live adatai. He said, I wasn't thinking. That's a good point. It belongs in a different room. So point number one, ideally Sefer Torah should be in another room, but b'diavad, a mechitza asara works. Ideally it should be in another room, b'diavad, a mechitza of ten tefachim works. Kama yarchik mehenu min atzoa, arba amos. How far does one have to stay from tzoa, from erva, when one says kriya shema? 4 amos away. Says Gemara Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna. Lo shanu el la'achoru. 4 amos away is good enough if the tzoa is behind you. Aval lefanav, but if it's in front of you, marchik melo einav. How far do you have to be? Far enough that you can't see it. So, I don't know what the din would be over here, but at least far enough that visibly there won't be tzoa there, right? So wait a second. The implication over here is that when it comes to tzoa, it's very important that it not be seen when you're saying Kriya Shema, right? No, let's think back to a Gemara we just had. What? We said before we worried about the smell, but even more pointedly. Yeah, but even more. We said Erva Ba'ashashes. Tsoa Ba'ashashes. Remember what that means? If you have Erva in a glass covering. Tsoa in a glass covering. What was the difference between the halach and those two cases? When erva is in a glass covering, can you say Kriya Shema? There's erva behind a glass. No, absolutely not. Why? Because it all depends on what you could see. Tzoa ba'ashashes? Yeah, you can. Because it doesn't matter if you could see it, it's in its own makom. Yet over here we're saying that by tzoa, it's got to be far enough away you can't see it. So far away that you can't see it. I don't know why it has to be that far, but that's what the Gemara says. So it's a good kasha. Why it doesn't have a din of tzoa ba'ashashes? If you're 4 amos away from it, it's a different makom. As we go to Vayimachanecha Kadosh, as long as the makom that you're in is dignified. V'chein l'tfila, the same is true for tefila, not just for Kriya Shema. Ask the Gemara, Eini v'amir Afram bar Papa, Omer Rav Chista, Omer Adam Keneged Beis HaKisei Mespala. A person can stand across from a Beis HaKisei and Davin. So how can you say that you got to be Melo Einov away from it?
So
yeah, you know when you could stand right out of the bathroom and daven? When there's no tsoa in that bathroom. Eini, but is that really so? I'm Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Beis HaKisei Sha'am Ra'afal Pishein Bo Tzoa. When we said you're not allowed to daven across from Beis HaKisei, it's even if it doesn't have tsoa, you're not allowed to daven across from Beis HaKisei. So what are we going to do with the line that says that you're allowed to daven across from Beis HaKisei? When we say you're not allowed to daven right outside of Beis HaMerchat, Saf Bishein Bo Adam, even though there are no people there. Meaning, so there's no one undressed. Here's the chiddush. We're talking about a brand new Beis HaKisei. What does it mean, brand new? What makes it brand new? Never ever been used. Never ever been used. So the point is, it doesn't yet have a din of Beis HaKisei. You could daven across from it, right? Because it's never ever been used. So what makes it a Beis HaKisei then, if it's never ever been used? Yeah, it's got a toilet, it's got a sink, it's got, you know, it looks like it's, you know, that's what they're like planning on using. Like, so what does it mean? They plan on using it as a Beis HaKisei. They were mazmenit for a Beis HaKisei. We had a sugya about that as well. Is it mana milsa, is it mana lavnus? Right? Is the fact that you designate something for a certain use, is that as if it's already being used for it? So I asked the Gemara, Vami Bayale the Ravina. That was already a shayla. His mino le Beis HaKisei mahu. Yesh zimun o ein zimun. When you're mazmin something for a Beis HaKisei, you prepare something for a Beis HaKisei, is that considered that it's already a Beis HaKisei or not? So how can we just assume that it's not yet a Beis HaKisei? Says Gemara, ki kam vayle the Ravina, le mekam ale litsuy begave, aval keneg dolo. Ravina's question is whether it has a din of a Beis HaKisei about davening in it. But davening outside of it, across from it, that was never a shayla. Hazman is definitely not enough to give it the status of a Beis HaKisei if all you plan on doing is davening outside of it. But generally speaking, if you have a Beis HaKisei that is used, even if there's no tsoa in there right now, and the door of the Beis HaKisei opens, you cannot daven. This is on my long list of problems with house minyanim. This is a big one. Right? Because many times you're in a house minyan and there's a bathroom right off of the shul. In shuls, they don't have that. In shuls, there's a hallway to get to the bathroom, right? There's a bathroom, so right off where everyone's davening, someone opens the bathroom door to go to the bathroom, gotta stop davening. Not allowed to daven across from Beis HaKisei, even if there's no tzoa in there right now, as long as it was once used. So that's what it sounds like, right? That's what it says in the Gemara. Hazmana, by the way, just we'll mention, I was at last night between Mincha Ma'ariv, I was at the White Shul. Rav Naftali Yeager Shlita, the Rosh Shiva of Shar Yashuv, spoke about his Rebbe who passed away. You know who passed away over the weekend? A very great Gaon the Torah of Moshe Shapiro. So Rav Naftali Yeager's Rebbe is Rav Moshe Shapiro, so he gave a Divrei Hesped for about 20 minutes between Mincha Ma'ariv last night. So one of the things he said, he said over some Torah from Moshe, and he said that Rav Moshe used to say, Hazmana, that Lashon of Hazmana is the Lashon of Zman. Right? What's the difference between a Zman and a Moed? They're both time, right? So the depth of the Hebrew language is very important. So Rav Moshe Shapiro used to emphasize the depth of the Hebrew language a lot. Zman is a Lashon of Hazmana, of preparing, of what you do to, you know, a Yantif is special, Mekadish Shalva Zmanim, how are we Mekadish the Zmanim? By preparing for the Zmanim, by making sure that we're Shalom V'darshim B'Halachos 30 days before the Yantif, we prepare for the Yantif, we go out and we buy Luv and Esrog before Sukkot, Hazmana, that's what we're up to. Ya'ad, Moed is the Ya'ad. You ever use Waze in Israel, on Hebrew? He got to the Ya'ad. What's the Ya'ad? To the destination. The Moed is the destination. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the destination. We set the preparation. We're in charge of being able to experience the Ya'ad, the Moed, when we do a Hazmana, when we are Mazman, when we have the proper preparation. So they say, Sivsosav Dovavel Spikever, when you say over Divrei Torah in someone's name, so it's appropriate during the Shiva. The Gemara says, Moshivin Yeshiva Al Kivra, of Talmud Chacham, they set up a yeshiva by his kever. It means right when he died, you say over Divrei Torah from a person. Okay, so we're Yotze with that. Amarava, Hani Batei Kisai De Parsa'i, the Parsa'i bathrooms, Alfakav Disbu Tsoa, even though they may have Tsoa in them, Kistumendam, it's as if the Tsoa is totally closed off and it's fine. Why? How are the Beis HaKisei De Parsa'i configured? They were made with like this, it was a deep, deep hole in the ground. So as soon as the person went to the bathroom, it went all the way down. So it was immediately out of the vicinity, out of the area. It's a big question in modern day poskim. What about our bathrooms? Are our bathrooms like the Batei Kisai de Parsai? Or are they better even? Because they're cleaner and whatever. And when you flush your toilet, it doesn't just go down 3 feet into the ground. It goes a million miles away. Or do we say, and love Dafka a million, but it goes far away. Or do we say that our bathrooms are worse than the Batei Kisai de Parsai? How could it possibly be that our bathrooms are worse than the Batei Kisai de Parsai? Huh? We have pipes. Oh, because things get stuck. But the Rav Eliyashiv says no, because but the Kisai de Parsai, as soon as the person went to the bathroom, it went away. By us, you have to flush in order for it to go away. It could sit there for a little bit before you do a Maisa. Who cares if it sits there for a little bit? Well, we had that discussion also by Tumah, right? If Tumah stops. So when it stops, it's Kavua. Even if it's going to then move on, so that it gets to transmit. So the fact that something could sit there for a little bit maybe makes it worse. That's a machlokas modern day poskim. So if you're stuck somewhere and you have to do netilas yadayim, and the only available running water is in a bathroom, so can you do netilas yadayim in the bathroom? It would depend on how you view our beis hakisei. Or for example, I got a call once. A guy was on a business lunch in a restaurant in the wintertime, and it was running late, and he hadn't daven mincha yet. He called me from the bathroom of the restaurant. He said, it's a super fancy restaurant, beautiful bathroom, I haven't daven mincha yet. Can I daven mincha here, in the bathroom? What are you telling him? I said, you know, he said there's a separate area where there are just sinks that's sort of cut off from the rest of the bathroom. But every time the bathroom door opens, you're connected to Beis HaKisei. So I wasn't so comfortable with the whole situation. Right, with this separate area. Yeah, so one could argue that if you're mitzdarif the fact that it's a separate area, so it's like a separate room, plus Batei Kisai de Parsai, so maybe we're even better than Batei Kisai de Parsai, maybe you can watch the Tilsi Dayim. Problem is that oftentimes it smells, and I'm not so sure. I only use the staff one. Do they have like a door between the two sections?
It's a doorway now.
A doorway, so as soon as the Pesach enough, it's certainly not enough to get rid of the smell. Okay, point number, what do we have to?
Two.
Okay, so you can't be within sight of a Beis HaKisei in front of you, or within four amos if it's behind you. If you want to say Kriyashma, of course, or Davin, you're allowed to otherwise be. And number three, Beis HaKisei de Parsai are considered closed even when there's tzala. I think Beis HaKisei de Parsai is like an airplane Beis HaKisei, something like that. Mishnah, last Mishnah of the parak, Zav Shara'a Keri. A Zav becomes a Bal Keri. Which is a more severe form of Tumah, Zav or Keri?
Zav.
Zav makes you Tameh for
7 days.
Keri? Just that day, go to the mikveh, right? Harav Shemesh, and you're good. Zav shara keri. Person already has the more severe tumah, and then he becomes a bal keri. Nida shapalta shechvazera. A nida who also has some shechvazera drip out of her body. Which is a more severe tumah, nida or shechvazera? Nida, right? And shechvazera dripping out of her body is the equivalent of a bal keri. It's a 1 day thing. Go to the mikveh and you're fine. But nida is a 7 day thing. Vamishameshes, or a woman who had tashma shamita, so she's paleta shechvazera, and then sharas anida, then she became anida. Srich and tvila. In all these cases, you still have to do tvila in order to say kriyashma and torah and tvila, all that stuff. You still need to do tvila. What's the chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? Of course you need to do tvila. You're balkari. Why would you think you don't need tevila? Because you're still tell me it's not doing anything for you. Meaning, yeah, you're losing the balkari status, but you're still Azav. So what's the point? So yeah, you still need tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Pota. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need tefillah because it's not going to do anything for you anyway. Says Mariyu Bayilu, Balkari Shara Aziva the Rabbi Damahu. What if it happened in the reverse order? A person first became a Balkari and then a Zav. So when he became a Balkari, at the moment that he became a Balkari, would tefillah work? Yeah, when you're just a Balkari, tefillah works. It's only later that he became a Zav, before he had a chance to go to the mikvah, and now Tevilah is not going to work anymore. So do we say, since he had that moment, there was that point in time where you could say, oh, if you went to the mikvah now, it would work. So maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would say to go to the mikvah. Ki pater Rabbi Yehuda hasam, when Rabbi Yehuda patered in our Mishnah from going to the mikvah, that's only bizav shara keri, where you were a Zav first. Where initially when you were a Zav, you couldn't go to the mikvah. Aval Balkari Shara Aziva, but when it happens in reverse order, you're a Balkari first and then you become a Zav. Where initially you are eligible for Tvila, Mechayev. So maybe you should be Chayev, Odil Maloshna. Or maybe it doesn't make any difference. So says Mar Tashma, we could bring a right from our Mishnah. Hamishameshes v'ra'asa nida. One of the three cases in our Mishnah was a woman who had tashmish amita, then became a nida. Which one is more severe, having tashmish? Which tum is more severe, having tashmish or becoming a nida? Becoming a nida. And what happened first? Mishameshes first, then became a nida. Tzricha tvila v'rabi yudah poter. Tanakama says she needs to go to the mikvah. Yudah says no, poter. V'mishameshes v'ra'asa nida kibal keri shiraziva damya. Someone who had tashmish then became a nida is just like a balkeri who then became a zav. And yet, for kapata Rabbi Yehuda says, even in that case, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Shmamina. So that's a raya that we know Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't matter what order it happens in. Tani Rabbi Chiya Behedya, Rabbi Chiya taught this explicitly. Balkeri shara ziva tzarech tvila Rabbi Yehuda poter. That a balkeri that becomes a zav requires tvila, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he doesn't. So the last main point of the Perek, Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, if you should go to the mikvah for Tumas Keri, when you're still going to have a more severe Tuma anyway. And that Machlokas is even if the Keri comes first.